GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, here to help you navigate this week's crypto maelstrom with a clear, no-nonsense lens. This week's headlines are a tale of breaches, belt tightening, and banking revolutions, each with varying degrees of impact across the ecosystem. Let's start with Polymarket, the decentralized prediction market that found itself $3.1 million lighter after a recent hack. This wasn't your run-of-the-mill, oops, I clicked a phishing link, scenario. Instead, it was a supply chain attack, spotlighting a vulnerability that many platforms still haven't fortified against. This time, the CFTC is taking a closer look, not just at the hack, but also at Polymarket's marketing practices, suggesting that the company's woes could be more comprehensive than just patching up code. It's a sobering reminder for developers. Securing your supply chain isn't an optional extra. It's a fundamental necessity. For those working in crypto security, this incident is likely to spur a fresh wave of job openings as companies scramble to avoid being the next headline. Then there's Ethereum, which is feeling the pinch and trimming its workforce by 54 positions, including axing its privacy research lab. A 40% budget cut is no small feat, and it raises concerns about the sustainability of funding models for even the biggest names in the game. If Ethereum, the backbone of so many decentralized applications, is tightening its belt, it's worth pondering what smaller projects might face. For developers and job seekers, consider this a signpost pointing toward more stable, profitable niches within the ecosystem. As the market matures, the allure of high-risk ventures may wane in favor of more robust, less volatile projects. Now let's shift to a historic institution making a contemporary move. BNY Mellon, America's oldest bank, has just opened its doors to stablecoins. Specifically, Circle's USDC has been integrated into its digital asset custody platform. This is more than just a headline, it's an inflection point. BNY Mellon's decision isn't about dabbling, it's about committing to stablecoins as a financial instrument with real staying power. We're talking about $59.3 trillion in assets with a direct fiat to stablecoin conversion pipeline, all under the watchful eye of a regulated custodian. For institutional crypto developers, this opens a floodgate of opportunities to build fintech solutions that bridge traditional finance and blockchain seamlessly. Finally, Binance's European saga has taken a dramatic turn. As of tomorrow, the entire continent will experience a blackout from the world's largest crypto exchange. This isn't due to technical glitches, but regulatory fallout, as CZ's criminal record has proven too significant a hurdle for the EU regulators to ignore. With trading halted, deposits blocked, and new registrations banned, European Binance users will feel the cold grip of regulatory reality. Developers and founders should take note. Regulatory compliance isn't merely a bureaucratic checkbox. It's a make-or-break factor that can shutter doors overnight. For those in the legal and compliance sectors, your expertise is in higher demand than ever as the industry grapples with increasing scrutiny. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? It's a nuanced landscape out there. While security and compliance jobs are set to see a spike, budget cuts are a stark warning about the volatility of blockchain enterprises. Meanwhile, as traditional finance warms up to blockchain, the intersection of these worlds offers fertile ground for innovative projects and careers. With regulations tightening, the smart money and talent will flow toward robust, compliant, and secure projects. And that's a wrap for today's cryptographic musings. Keep your code secure and your projects compliant. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.